Oh, I stepped on her little tag there.
828 is the K-Tide Morning Mojo. It's Bill and Lynn, and Joe Lambert from Teen Star is here. Joe, how are you, man?
Welcome back.
I am so good. And I got my mojo this morning.
Yeah, baby.
Every morning. You guys are awesome. I love listening to you every single morning.
Keep
talking.
I can't
do without my mojo.
Keep going.
We're glad you're here.
That's Joe with mojo.
Yeah, and he does. Oh, yeah, actually, somebody spelled mojo with an E, so you can be that mojo.
Sure.
You know, once in a while we'll get a text from Joe too, or a phone call from Tarzan. It's kind of cool.
Now that the reveal has happened.
So let's talk a little bit about Teen Star. You know, I've been involved for years, but you know, break it out because I know it like I know. You know,
yeah.
Air.
Yeah. You breathe it.
I do.
Well, since you are co-executive producer of Teen Star and audition. You know, director.
There. Oh, good. I thought you were going to say head
something.
Judge, and that just sounds so weird.
Yeah, head judge. Anyhow, it's Teen Star is, we're in our ninth season already, coming up February 24th at the Arlington Theater. And it has been quite a ride, and this year's singers are every bit as good, if not even better than prior year's singers. Mm-hmm. And the community comes out for the show, and they're so surprised. They're going, you know, this is youth of Santa Barbara, and they are the best of the best youth singers in Santa Barbara County because they went through a whole process.
You know, that you're absolutely right. And one of the things that people don't understand is that this competition is really a showcase.
Yes.
It showcases the fine, phenomenal performances, but it also gives a chance for these young artists to appear on the Arlington stage, which is bitchin'. I mean, you know, that's a cool place to perform. And, you know, a lot like Daniel, who's here, theater, in musical theater and all that. So, you know, it's kind of like, that's like breathing for him. But for a lot of artists, you know, to be able to play on perform on a big stage, I mean, this is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a, you know, almost a scary feeling for some of these artists.
Yeah.
You know, the top 10 performers, all of a sudden, they're looking at the Arlington Theater, massive, with this full crowd cheering him on and everything. It is a great community event.
I think you're making them nervous right now, talking about it.
Well, let's introduce them. We've got Daniel Geiger here, and you're with Pioneer Valley High School,
Yes, I am with Pioneer Valley. Yeah.
And you're back. Is this your second year or
third? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome back.
Mm-hmm. So it's your third year?
It's my third year, yeah.
So you made it through all the auditions three times?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Wow. How hard is that?
It's pretty hard. It's cool, though. Yeah.
Did you have to change your...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every year I had to do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would the judges give you advice and tell you what to do things and you kind of went that way?
Yeah.
Mentor Kenny Loggins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kenny Loggins was your mentor?
Yes, sir.
How was that?
It's the best thing ever in the world.
Is it? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What kind of... some of the things he told you, like...
He works with you not... He works on you, yes, with the song, but he also works on you as a person and an artist, and that is the coolest thing ever to receive, like, that kind of advice from Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, so don't be me or don't be the person, be you, kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, that's perfect.
Kind of own the song, make
the
it
song
yours.
Yourself,
right on. Well, do you want to sing something for us right now, since you're up at the mic, and then we'll let Ava come in and talk about her groove?
Right. Superstitious by Stevie Wonder.
Do it.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Very superstitious, writings on the wall. Oh, very superstitious, letters about to fall. Oh, 13-month-old baby broke a looking glass. 7 years of bad luck. Your good ones in your past.
Woo! Yeah. Daniel Geiger, can you? How old are you? How old are you?
I am 17 years old.
See, this is what is amazing.
That voice comes out of that little guy right there, man. That's awesome. Wow!
Right on.
You're
good
something
deal.
Else, Daniel.
Thank you, sir.
Man,
yeah.
We appreciate you coming in and you know, a cappella, 8:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
It's okay. It's all good.
No problem. Yeah,
awesome.
You put it back on you.
Yeah. Well, let's introduce Ava. Now, Ava, this is your second year, third year as well?
This is my third year at Teen Star.
Okay.
I was an alternate the first year, and then the past 2 years I've been able to perform on the Arlington.
Nice.
It's been so incredible.
So you had to go through all the process just like Daniel?
Yes. It was so scary.
Are the auditions, are they nerve-wracking?
Definitely.
I was like, you say, God, you know, I hope I make it. You know, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it's pretty nerve-wracking when you're waiting to like see your picture get posted. But that feeling when you know you've made it, it's just so like pure bliss because you've like really accomplished something for me personally.
Sure.
And it's awesome. Like the judges in the audition process are really constructive. And they push you a lot, as well as Kenny Loggins as our mentor, in like the most positive ways possible.
Nice.
Now, do you practice all year for like, you know, it's over?
Mm-hmm.
Say you didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
Do you start practicing for the next year?
I have a really hard time with song choice.
Oh.
So that takes me a long time. And then once I find my song, that's usually like a couple months before the show.
And yeah. Lynn, you're a judge. That's most important song choice.
Well, you know, it is. It is. And, you know, especially in the, well, actually in the throughout the whole process, you know, because a lot of times, you know, with the audition process, they'll come in, they'll sing something, and perhaps it's something that their vocal teacher has suggested that they come in with.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'll ask, we'll hear something, and we'll ask for a second song. And that second song is usually something that means something to them. It's, you know, it's your personal song.
So you actually do that? Like, hey, give me a second song. You got to have one ready then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's always different. And it's a really good way to get out of them something that's like really personal.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, maybe they don't nail it as far as our ears are concerned on the first song, but the second song is like, oh yeah, no, this person's
because
going
maybe
through.
That's the one that you really like.
Exactly. Yeah.
They sing it while they're getting ready in the morning to go to school or whatever.
Zibbity doo dah. Yeah, like that. What do you think, Joe? Can I perform?
Maybe next year.
That's a nice thing. So, Ava, what would you like to sing a little bit for us this morning?
Someone to Watch Over Me by Gershwin.
All right, let's go for it.
Okay. Gotta meet the expectations. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me.
Wow. Right?
My.
And these are just two of the 10. 10? We've got 10? Yep. Yeah.
You guys should do an album together, I think. You know?
You
are wonderful.
Thank you
so like much. An angel singing right there, isn't
Thank
it?
Thank you.
So you both are obviously still in rehearsals. You're doing, you know, you've got an opening number that you do. It's a dance combination number and a song. And then you come out and you do your thing.
Yes.
Are you close to feeling like you're comfortably ready?
Yeah, mostly for me. I still have some kinks to work out and some of my second song. What about you, Dan?
I think I can speak for all 10 of us when I say that we are singers before we're dancers.
Yeah. Oh, we get that. No.
Yeah. There's always going to be a little bit of fine tuning that we can do.
So are you singing and dancing in this production?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
the opening number.
The opening number.
Yeah, they do a group thing. And
all
then
right.
They're individual.
All right. All right. What can I ask the song that you're opening with? Is it okay?
Yeah. That's fine. It's interesting because one of the Broadway plays that's up right now is really popular. Is Hamilton.
Yep. Right.
So we're doing a combination of three parts of a Hamilton song.
So like a mix. That's
exactly.
Nice.
A mix. Yeah. Right.
So you guys got to like kind of a hip hop it, rap it kind. Oh yeah. My. That's not easy,
that's
is
cute.
It?
Cute. Daniel's like, we rap.
We rap, man.
I love it. So, Joe,
let's
get to the business part of this. People can get tickets at the Arlington box office.
Right. That's the best place to go get them is live there because you save the cost of certain fees.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get it online at axs.com.
Okay.
Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay.
Yeah. If you say access, then people write up the whole, you know, spell out the whole thing. But AXS. KTide Facebook page, KTYD.com. Did you want to mention...
Oh my gosh, this is a big deal. We had a sponsor approach us, and you know all the disasters and everything that we've been having. They approached us and said, you know, we would like to buy 100 tickets and give them to the families of the first responders as a thank you for what they're doing. Now, these people put their lives on the line for us to protect us. And it's part of their job, but the beauty of this is they can bring their family, relax, have a good time with the community.
Yeah,
because we're also going to have some other people who've volunteered and helped as well that we're working on, and to try to honor, you know, all the volunteers that helped with saving lives.
That's
and
a cool thing.
And what
man.
Better way to do it than with music?
Right on.
You know,
right
and music from the up and coming big stars. Of, you know, Santa Barbara County. I mean, I'm telling you right now, the audition process is so not only rewarding, but it's difficult.
Sure.
Because there are so many great singers out there, and, you know, narrowing it down to 10, that's tough.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I don't know, these are the best of the best, I'm telling you.
If Daniel and Ava are part of the talent here, man, this is going to be some kind of show.
Yeah.
Oh,
man,
my gosh.
You guys are wonderful.
And a cappella is tough to do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to have backup musical and everything like that. But I wanted to mention, you know, the sponsor who stepped up to the plate
that's
doing the first responders. And they're a longtime supporter of youth programs, and they're an energy company. And they've been supporting performing arts, ERG Resources.
Nice.
And thank you to them.
Thank you, guys.
Way to go.
Awesome. That's cool.
Well, Joe, thanks for coming in, man. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have more people come in this month.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're going to do it Wednesdays up until the showcase.
Yeah, I dig this, man. These kids are great.
Yeah. Ava representing Santa Barbara High School, Daniel representing Pioneer Valley High, and we've got more. And Joe Lambert, thank you so much. River,
thank you.
Thanks to you to come in and hang out with us as well. And Teen Star, get your tickets today at the Arlington box office or ktyd.com. Here's Yes. That's all.
That's all you got?
Here's Yes. Eagles on the way. Is that better? Gay tide.
A gay tide.